Breakfast Show podcast.
Hello, this is Josh Whittaker. I was in for John Holmes on XFM Breakfast as he was on holiday this week. So this is a podcast of the best bits of the last 5 days. Producer?
No, wow, definitely not that.
Whoa. Intern Charles.
Yes,
Josh. What did you put on it?
We've got Adam Hills.
Yeah.
It's our big guest of the week. We'll talk about cameos. Obviously, Dave being on Booze Britain comes up again.
You being on this.
Yeah. Nice. What else do we have? And we talk about your Brazilian World Cup swaps and that sort of doing
football.
Them football thing, the kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fan?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So
I love it when they go from one end to the other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. The old football.
Ronaldo.
Yeah. Where's he from?
Brazil?
We'll move on.
Yeah.
Kind of. It depends which one. Which one?
The one with the hair.
The one with the hair, that's the incorrect answer. Right, we'll move on. Anything else?
There's lots of other stuff as well.
Okay.
Basically, he's not written it down.
Fact-checked what he's had.
Yeah, it's terrible research.
Yeah.
He's not the producer just yet.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure working with you all. I might as well start with my thank yous. No. Producer Dave, Matt Dyson, Charles, Cy. Thank you for making me feel so welcome. Next week, John Holmes is back, making us feel as welcome as I felt. Or actually don't. XFM. This is Josh Whittaker, in for John Holmes, all week on XFM Breakfast. Good morning, Real Dysonator.
Morning, Josh.
Hello. Matt Dyson, obviously, normally we cross over. I do what I thought was the early shift of 10 to 1 on the Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And then you take over. So normally we just say hi. This is the first recorded meeting on air.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how's it going for you?
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Well, I mean,
I feel like I'm bringing more energy to the table than you know, the team that's going, oh, this is just another week. But I this is probably for me. I feel like radio's been leading to this moment.
Yeah. It's a landmark moment. People will talk of this in years to come.
Do you think? Is this my awesome Wales War of the Worlds moment?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It's a big breakthrough moment. And once you've had a coffee, you know, you're going to be flying.
I know, I'm trying to hold back on the caffeine. We don't want the listeners to be out the blocks too fast.
No.
But I'm very...
Ease in.
I think... The thing is with this... I mean, normally on a Saturday, you kind of think people are hungover. Everyone's going to work.
That's the difference, yeah.
So, I mean, I just... For me, I'm going to say it. I think we are providing more of a service this morning than on a Saturday. On a Saturday... You know, I'm just background here. Yeah. This is driving Britain's economic recovery. I mean, I don't want to make too many big claims early doors, but if George Osborne's listening, chin up, mate. We've got loads of stuff coming up, though, haven't we?
Yeah.
And it's not going to be too different. Let's see this. I'm just kind of holding the fort, carrying it on.
Well,
and then
John's on holiday.
So. John's on holiday sunning himself.
So you're going to bring anything different to the table or what?
Why don't we wait and see? Yeah, I like, you know, let's keep that hidden. No, is the answer. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll come up with something by about Thursday, but until then, it's just going to sound like John Holmes has got a cold. XFM. While he's away, John has left me with some tips on how to manage this breakfast show.
The do's and don'ts of the XFM breakfast show. Do remember that Matt Dyson, recognisable because he reads the news and is hairy, is having and is involved in a long-term affair with producer Dave's mum, Val. Be sure to mention this as often as possible. Matt will attempt to say that they are only friends on Facebook, but this is a lie, although he has poked her.
Wow. What I like best about that is on the system that's listed as breakfast tip, Dave's mum. So, Matt, is this true?
I merely befriended her on Facebook. That's
you befriended her on Facebook?
No, it was quite, quite an unusual thing, granted, but, you know, I'm friends, with, I was friends with Dave's dad.
That's not what we're talking about, mate.
No, I wasn't. I'm just, let me explain.
Have you met Dave's mum?
No, I've never met her, no, but I've talked about her at length many a time, and I really don't want to meet her now, to be honest.
Hey, so what's wrong with my mum?
I'm just going to be very embarrassed if I ever get to meet her.
But have you looked through her photos?
No, I haven't.
So you befriended her, but then didn't think it worth her looking at her profile?
She popped up as friends, people you might know, that section. Well, I'm friends with Dave and Dave's dad and Dave's fiance, so maybe I should be friends with Dave's mum as well. And that's
Dave's fiance, that's different. Does your mum live in Manchester?
She does, yeah.
She's like 250 miles away.
Yeah, it's never going to work out.
So, has she ever... So, what... Just do a status...
She might do funny posts about Dave that we could mock him with.
Yeah, good one. Good try, mate. So do her statuses come up in your feed?
Yes, they do, actually, yeah. Well, she's one of the few I haven't hidden.
That's worrying.
So it's pure Val. 100%. 100% unadulterated Val. Your Facebook.
No, not
just going to go on Val book. So what kind of statuses does she do?
Worry,
there's a weird man following me.
She doesn't do that many, I don't think. I don't know. All that happened was I want to befriend her. I've hardly seen her anything from her.
Final question, and then the case will rest. How did this come out? Did your mum get in contact with you, Dave?
No, Matt brought it up on air about a year ago that he had just added her as a friend. And that was where all this began, really.
Yeah, wow. You're friends with Dave, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he's hidden him.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah. That's why it came up, but it's...
Well, how did... I will leave. There's a case for the rest of the minute. One more question. Yeah. How many people do you need to know that know Val for her to come up as the people you may know?
Well...
How many have you got?
I know how that works. It's a complex algorithm.
Algorithm.
Yeah, something like that, isn't it?
Valgorithm.
Good.
Thanks, Dave. Cheers. On Wednesday, finally. Oh, very good. Really good. You know jokes not that good when they don't laugh. They just go, oh, that works.
XFM.
Sometimes James Josh Whittaker in for John Holmes all week on XFM Breakfast. That is the best song by James. There you go, I've said it. The look of Charles the intern there, his head shot round with utter disdain.
He's a big fan of Sit Down, isn't he?
He's a huge fan of Sit Down. He's lost it. He can't believe it's happened. Oh, is he alright?
Yeah.
it's okay. We're going to
fall off his chair, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, a mix of befuddlement, anger, and you know, when you're like, I don't know what to believe about the world anymore.
It wasn't that shocking a statement, is it?
No,
I agree with you.
It's in most people's top three, isn't it? Yeah.
He's now gone into a kind of just a shaking wreck since Dave's jumped on board.
God.
Are you all right, Charles?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, good. What's your favourite James song, Dyson?
The Waltzing Along is quite a good one. I was listening to it just the other day, actually. Very good song, that, isn't it?
Yeah. He's pulled himself together now.
Sometimes he's up there.
Yeah. I did V Festival last year, and I walked past James, and they opened with Sit Down, which I thought was a very brave decision.
Oh, dear.
We're giving away, because very few other shows are doing, we're giving away tickets to see it. The Manic Street Preachers in Berlin today.
Yeah, surprising, really, if anything.
I've last time I saw them was at Exeter's West Point Arena. So to give you an idea how good the Berlin prize is, it's normally used as a kind of cattle auction.
So, is it really? Yeah.
We must stress that we are also providing the return flights and the accommodation. We're not just going to give you a pair of
tickets in Berlin. Is that true? I'm going to enter if that's the case. I went to Berlin, Reese. It's amazing. Have you been?
I've never been to Berlin. No.
Have you not?
I do want to go there. Yeah. So
do Tell you what, you will not believe the history of that city, Matt.
Yeah, it's got a lot, hasn't it?
It really does.
I want to hear more about the cattle marshal. I must admit, yeah, because we sort of missed that.
Oh, there was a cat. The Exeter West Point Arena, usually, you know, obviously you're aware of Exeter.
So it's like a normal gig arena? Like a
I think so, yeah, but it's like smells of dung.
Wow.
And then Catatonia were meant to support, but they cancelled because Keris had like... I've seen the venue, I imagine.
Yeah.
It's no Berlin. Have you been to Berlin?
I'm going later this year, actually.
You're going later this year?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I won't ruin it for you, but check out the wall.
Okay.
Basically, I won't give you the full history, but what happened is half of them preferred sit down, half of them preferred sometimes by James, and they had to build a wall. It was unbelievable. XFM. Now, I had an incident yesterday. I don't know. Now, I'm collecting the... I don't make any bones about this. I'm collecting the Brazil 2014 Panini World Cup sticker album, and I'm proud of it. Any issue with that, mate?
No, I'm jealous.
You're jealous?
Yeah, I love... It fills me with childlike excitement.
Why are you not doing
just
it?
Because I just can't. I haven't got the time or the money, really, to waste on that.
I've certainly got the time, mate.
I have grown up, you know. So, but does that smell like they used to? Those Panini stickers. They used to have very lovely smelling glue on the back of the stickers. Which
yeah,
they don't quite.
But then people outrolled sniffing glue. It was considered a negative in the 80s.
In the good old days.
Yeah. Oh. I had an incident yesterday. Now I met my friend Stu to do our swaps. He works in trendy Camden.
Oh.
And so we met in a cafe.
Actually sit down and go, got need and all that?
No, you kind of hand them to each other and then silently go through them.
So you don't do the got need thing, but you have
No, you
to,
don't.
You?
No. What you do is you give each other your pile.
Yeah.
And then go through them and then you kind of look how many you need. It's a way that you can pretend that you're meeting up with a friend without actually having to speak to him.
Yeah.
So we decided what we were going to do is we were going to sit outside because it's a sunny day.
Yeah.
So we sat on a table outside a trendy coffee shop doing our swaps with our albums out.
Oh, lovely.
And a man in his kind of mid-30s walked past and knew neither of us, but saw our albums and went, "Oh, you're collecting those," and got out his swaps and joined us.
No way. Wow.
It was one of the greatest moments of my life.
That's beautiful, isn't it? God.
And so we were doing swaps with him. I presumed he knew Stu initially, but then I realised that this was just a stranger.
Wow. Brought together by Panini.
But then what has never happened in the playground is he had to go because he got a phone call from his wife. XFM. So, Yasmin, the question was, how are you, Yasmin?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm really happy now.
Well, you haven't got the answer right yet, Yasmin. Let's see how it goes. we'll cut to the question. Where are you, Yasmin?
I am sitting in a Burger King car park on my way to uni.
I can see why you're really happy.
No, I'm not eating Burger King.
You what? You're not,
I'm not eating Burger King.
No, of course, you're just using their car park illegally. Now, Yasmin, before you get turfed off the premises, here is a question. What was Jake Bugg's second studio album called?
Shangri-La.
Correct!
Woohoo!
Well done. Before handing over these tickets, though, you must play Messed Up Kids. Here's how this game will work. We have three ridiculous but true anecdotes. You just have to guess which story belongs to which member of the Breakfast Show team from when we were kids. So, Dave, let's play Messed Up Kids. XFM. Now, here are the three stories, Yasmin. Now, all of them could have happened to any of us. The team, to recap, are myself, Josh Widdicombe, producer Dave, and Matt Dyson. Are you ready to play Messed Up Kids, Yasmin?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. That is the kind of enthusiasm we're looking for. Okay, story one. Which Messed Up Kid is this? Is it me, Matt Dyson, or producer Dave? This team member was once sacked from his newspaper round delivering the local free sheet to every house in the area after dumping his entire stack of papers for a week behind his old hospital with his friend Samit Thacker.
He did this for 4 weeks before his paymasters realised their paper wasn't being delivered, at which point he was let go.
Dave,
was it you?
It was not me.
Oh.
It was me, yeah.
It was you, Matt. So, what was the local free sheet?
It was called The Trader in Nottingham. The later on became the Herald and Post. Yes, it was a
had to rebrand after.
It was a grueling paper round because the free one you have to do loads all in one go,
which you did behind a hospital.
It became too much work. So me and Simit, we thought we'd try and get away with it.
How did they find out?
Well, they on the free papers, they phone people's houses and say, have you been getting your free paper recently? And then eventually loads of people kept saying no.
What free paper?
It worked out that it wasn't being delivered.
Oh, your heart must have sunk when they asked you.
Yeah, it's good money, though, for a while. Well, it lasted.
Then you had to move into radio.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right, you ready for story two, Yasmin?
Yeah.
Which messed up kid is this? Is it me, Matt Dyson, or producer Dave? This team member made money from his friends at primary school by charging them to come to a club he ran at his house called Marble Mania. After paying £1 for entry... Wait, it hasn't finished yet, Yasmin. After paying £1 for entry, guests at Marble Mania got to dance to a disco that featured hits such as Snap's Rhythm is a Dancer and SL2's On a Ragga Tip, and then watch Neighbours on TV. One meek, wow. This team member made £17. Is that me, producer Dave, or Matt Dyson?
I reckon it's Dave.
It
could be just
so
Dave.
You're Dave obsessed.
Why am I getting all the stick for these ridiculous stories?
Was it you, Dave?
No!
No! Who was it?
It was me.
It was me. I knew. Yeah. Quite the small businessman.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah. Do you know what? I could run it later on
I'd come.
Would you come?
Yeah, sounds brilliant. Yeah.
My brother made me a mixtape because I didn't own any music, so it was the same disco every week. So, Yasmin. None out of two so far. Story three. Which messed up kid is this? Me, Matt Dyson, or your beloved producer Dave? Thinking it would be help remove stubborn tar marks, this team member washed most of his dad's silver car with a scouring pad. The abrasive nature of the cleaning device left large scratch marks all over the Vauxhall Passat, rendering it unsellable. Who is it, Yasmin?
Well, I don't want to say Dave, but it might have to be, as he's the only one who hasn't had a story yet.
Yeah. Okay, your heart has spoken. Dave, is it you?
I did ruin my dad's prescription scouring pad.
Well, oh, what? So did he ask you to clean the...
Yeah, he asked me to clean the car. And right. There were little tar marks, little stubborn tar marks, and I thought, I'll get this, just get a little scouring pad out. But because the car was wet... You didn't see any of the scratch marks until the car dried 20 minutes later.
Oh, my word.
And then it was there for everyone to see.
Wow. So did he continue driving the car?
He had to T-cut it for 3 years before the scratch marks eventually faded.
Oh.
And then sold it.
Terrible. Terrible. Livid. In the Masterman household, that must have gone down very badly.
Oh, yeah.
But luckily, just 20 years later, it has won Yasmin. Jake Bug tickets. Congratulations. Is that enough, Dave?
That's enough. One out of
That'll do. Congratulations, Yasmin.
Thank you.
You have two tickets to see Jake Bug on the 21st of October at Ali Pally. I don't know if there's parking.
XFM.
Former Tottenham winger Darren Anderton reckons his old club should go for Southampton manager Maurizio Pochettino. The White Hart Lane side are on the lookout for their third manager in little more than 6 months after the sacking of Tim Sherwood. And Anderton has told Sky Sports News that Pochettino fits the bill.
He's done an unbelievable job down there. He's got experience in the Premier League. He's brought through young players at Southampton. They play football in a manner that would suit Spurs, I think.
Let's hear from Darren Anderton. I haven't heard him speak for some time.
No, I was just thinking, I've never heard Darren Anderton speak.
Yeah. It's funny, because he didn't speak much as a player, did he? Now he's... Stop him.
Injured vocal cords.
XFM.
Today's news story. What else could it be? But Gary Barlow, OBE, and his tax woes.
Ooh.
How are we feeling about this,
well,
Matt Dyson?
He goes quite a lot of money, and so do Mark Owen and Howard Donald.
I know, it's almost like Howard Donald
fate to be in the background has finally paid off.
Yeah, no one's bothered about the taxi.
Do you think Jason Orange is at home going, why didn't they tell me about this scheme?
Yeah, good point.
This is unbelievable. Yeah. it's all a bit... It doesn't, no one's pleased with this. I'm not a Barlow fan anyway.
No, exactly.
Ken or Gary, any of them, really.
Any of the Barlows. But yeah, the tax avoidance scheme, it's very similar to what Jimmy Carr did, I think, and he got slated like front and centre. They seem to be getting a better deal on that.
Yes, if only Jimmy Carr had more hits, maybe.
Yeah.
It's obviously the grim thing is that he was obviously campaigned with Cameron.
Yes, well...
And Cameron has said that he won't... Well, Cameron said that he shouldn't have his OBE given back. Well, that's not really Cameron's place to...
It's not up to him, is it? Yeah.
I didn't know he was an OBE. That's...
Yes, you
know
when, I didn't.
It's a bit like when you... When you find out someone's died and you go, I didn't know they were still alive.
Yeah.
I'm mainly livid, not about the tax thing, but Gary Barlow is an OBE in the first place.
In the first place, I know. Yeah. For services to pop music, presumably.
Oh, yeah. He's been chopped from the X Factor. Has he been chopped from the X Factor as well?
I think he has, hasn't he? Yeah.
I think he was going to leave anyway.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you fell for that PR spin.
Just leave him alone, guys.
Are you a fan?
I've got nothing... Well, I had nothing against Gary Barlow. I don't think this is making him look too good, but I thought he was pretty good on The X Factor, for the bits that I saw.
You've got a touch of the Barlow, though, with your kind of designer stubble.
Yeah.
I don't know about
Cheshire
that.
Cheshire.
And your Cheshire designer stubble.
And I was slightly tubbier in my university years as well, so...
Also, you never speak to Jason Orange either. XFM. Placebo, Nancy Boy. You're right there, Matt Dyson. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't taken too much bagel into your mouth. This is Josh Reddy coming in for John Holmes, trying to kind of steer the ship.
Says he.
You're what?
You did a link yesterday with bran flakes in your mouth.
That's how good I am, mate.
No one even noticed.
Yeah. Are you all right? You're still eating. How much bagel
did
you have?
It's chewy bagel.
Chewy bagel.
There you go, fine.
There you go.
XFM.
And now we are joined by Adam Hills. Good morning.
I like the end now.
And now.
An end now. It sounded really efficient.
Cinematic.
He's a man.
How are you?
I am suitably jet-lagged.
Yeah, so you're off a flight...
Less than 24 hours ago I arrived from Australia.
Right, and you're here for?
I'm here for the Channel 4 Great Ormond Street Gala, which is Friday night at the O2.
Yeah.
And it's less ridiculous than the flight I did last year. I don't know if you remember
last year. So last year what happened?
Well, last year I was filming a TV show in Australia, but I had promised that I would come back and do this gala. And it turned out the only way I could do it was if I arrived at 6 o'clock on the Saturday morning, did the gala that night, and then went to the airport from the O2... and flew on the same night.
So, because you went on first and then left, didn't you?
I went on first. I did my allotted 4 minutes. And then there was a limo bike. I had never even heard of a limo bike before. But, you know, you get a rider and he takes you basically in and out of the traffic. I think we made it to Heathrow in about 55 minutes from the O2. And to the point where when I, because I flew from Australia, I went Melbourne to Dubai, and then you have a couple of hours in Dubai, and then I came to London. On the way back, I got the same crew from Dubai to Melbourne that had brought me from Melbourne to Dubai.
Did they comment on it?
They did, as I got on the plane, literally as I walked on the plane and, you know, showed my boarding pass, the guy went, "Hello, Mr. Hill." And then went, "Did they not let you into the country?" So at least this time I've come in a couple of nights early.
Yeah, so what are you? You're on Australian time.
I am on Australian time, so I've been awake since about 5:30 this morning.
Yeah. Are you even going to bother to try and adapt?
No, I don't think so. No, I think I'll go home now, sleep through the day, and then stay up all night.
Way to take advantage of the hottest day of the year. Not many people know that you started out as a disc jockey on Australian radio.
I did. Well, I started out doing stand-up first, but then after maybe a year of doing open mic nights and starting to get some bookings, I thought... This wasn't working out
for me.
Well, there wasn't a lot of stand-up around in Australia at the time, so I kept doing stand-up, but I started doing breakfast radio.
And you... Because there's someone here who works in this building who worked with you.
Yes.
And you were the king of the prank call.
Only in Adelaide.
Only in Adelaide?
I was the Adelaide king.
What, local call rates? you don't want to pay national call rates.
Yeah, I was on Adelaide radio and did one of those kind of prank calls one morning, and it went well, and then, you know, suddenly the bosses went, you have to do it every morning.
Oh.
And it became this massive thing, and we would have faxes. That's how we got... That's how
prank
people...
Prank faxes?
Yeah, no, well, people would send us...
The ultimate prank. Yeah. We're going to do a feature where we send a prank page to someone. So
we get like 20 faxes a day saying, can you call up my friend and play a prank on them? But what was great was people would give lots of details that only a good mate would know. And then, yeah, I became the gotcha call king of Adelaide.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. So it's breakfast, it's radio in Australia. I've never been to Australia. Is it similar to your experience of doing Australian radio?
Is this similar?
Well, is Australian radio, is it more... I mean, we don't really do prank calls over here.
You guys are a lot more sensible in the morning. As you should be, I think. You know, people are waking up, they're going to work, you don't want to be assaulted with crazy, you know, sound effects and all that kind of stuff, which pretty much is what...
Did you have, like, the penny whistle and the cymbals?
Well, when we started, it was the radio station's call sign was Good Times and Great Rock and Roll. And so everyone, whenever you spoke, you had to put your headphones on and the booming speakers, and it was, all right, we're going to catch up with the Black Thunders now. They're out and about with icy cold cans of Coke. Tickets to Mariah Carey on Tuesday. Yeah. Get on down there.
Well, I think...
Let's ring in the bell, the studio bell.
Well, in the spirit of that, we've got the Kooks around town. Can you just intro it very quickly, Adam, as it plays out?
Oh, yeah, we're playing the Platters That Matter, all the hits that you love is the Kooks.
XFM. And now we come to the X List, in which we ask you to supply songs to reflect our news story of the day. Matt Dyson, which story do you think it should be?
Well, I think we're going to... Well, there was a couple of ideas. There was Phil Neville becoming a vegetarian. That was one of the ideas. Also, Rich and Judy's death pact.
Yeah, but Phil Neville becoming a vegetarian was considered too bleak.
But we're going to go with the video footage that everyone's talking about of Beyonce's sister, Solange, appearing to
attack. I thought it was going to be a Phil Neville eating a corn burger.
No, Beyonce's sister Solange attacking Jay-Z in a lift, judging by video footage at a hotel in New York.
Yeah, I mean, we could only... What's weird about it is Beyonce doesn't move a muscle.
No, just watches it all very calmly.
as if a plan has fallen into place.
Strange.
What would you do in Beyonce's position in that?
I think if I was getting attacked by my wife's sister,
Has your wife got a sister?
Yeah, she has got a sister. If Beth suddenly started attacking me, I'd be like, Katie, what? Stop her! She's actually kicking me.
Have you got your fiance got a sister?
No, she's got a brother. So,
if he attacked you, that would... Yeah, I mean, that would be inappropriate, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't be great. It's weird that the video of the elevator attack goes on for a long time.
What worries me is that I didn't know there were CCTVs in elevators.
Yeah.
So there's someone watching me when I'm in an elevator on my own. Not that I do anything weird.
Have you got to make some phone calls now?
Delete the elevator video from the Holiday Inn in Manchester. I in that footage, there's other people in there. There's no one else that isn't related to the party, though, is there?
No, the security guy steps in and tries to stop it, but he's the only one that seems to think it's anything out of the ordinary.
I suppose it's his job. Maybe Beyonce's going, we've got a security guard for this reason.
Yeah.
Is that why Jay-Z's got security? Because of his worries about Solange?
Because his sister-in-law's so angry.
You know the game where you're going to treat someone badly?
Yeah.
She's just taken it to a whole new level.
Oh, yeah. She's negging him.
She was negging him hard as well. At one point, she negged him in the crotch.
XFM. Weather.
Dry and sunny all day. Very nice. The high point of the weekend. High point of the week, even, because this is the best day of the week, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Weather-wise, or just generally?
Just weather-wise and generally. It's the hump day, isn't it? So it's the 18 degrees, yeah, the high. Sorry, I haven't had a coffee yet.
You still going?
The
XFM Breakfast Show with Josh
Widdicombe. Good morning, this is Josh Widdicombe in for John Holmes. This is the high point of the week on XFM Breakfast. Are you all right, Matt?
I'm not sure. I didn't get much sleep.
Did you not?
No.
You always kind of just gave up on the weather.
He moved away from the microphone.
He did, and he started looking at his phone.
You know, when you started something, you
have you got the weather app? And you were like, I should just check this.
I was checking on my weather app. Yeah, I've got my Met Office details there.
I've got
almost.
Says
Friday and Saturday looking quite nice at the moment, so I take that all back.
Blimey, tomorrow, I want you to. Are you okay? You just did the most pronounced blink I've ever seen in my life as well.
XFM.
Now, you were saying I described as the king of the prank call on Aussie radio, which I've heard on the grapevine. Did it ever go wrong?
Yes, I did a prank. Well, it wasn't so much a prank call, it was a prank that was on air.
Right.
And it was one of those things, one of the radio bosses said, oh, we've heard of this thing that happened in the States, you've got to do it here. So basically what happened was we went to a petrol station. When it wasn't self-service, when there was someone that would come out and put petrol in your car.
Oh, right, yeah.
One of the DJs was driving the car. I was in the boot.
You're in the boot?
We had both had mobile phones linked back to the studio. And while someone put petrol in the car...
Shouldn't take a mobile phone onto petrol station forecourt, to be clear to the listeners. Yeah.
That was the least of the things we did wrong. You're going to have to issue a lot of warnings to the listeners after this. Whilst the person was putting petrol in the car, I started banging on the on the boot.
Yeah.
Saying, let me out, I've been kidnapped, don't let the guy drive away.
Yeah.
I don't know how we thought this was going to be funny. I don't know what, at any point,
I'm on board with it.
I don't know what we thought the payoff was
going to
be.
What was your thought process when you were in the boot driving up? Well, you must have been... what's it like to be in the boot of a car?
It's not pleasant, and I get car sick at the best of times, so not being able to see out a window, all I thought was, I'm just going to vomit all over myself in the boot of a car. This is not the prank call I hope to play. So I'm banging on the boot of the car, let me out, and the guy is saying to the driver, listen, I can't let you drive away, there's someone in your boot. And he's going, no, mate, here's the money for the petrol, just it's all good, and drove off. That was the... I honestly don't know what we expected to happen next. We went around the block. I got out. Steve, who was driving, went, hey, as I drove off then, I went past a police car. How about we head back towards it and see what happens? And I went, that's fine. We headed back towards this police car, which was now driving towards us. Didn't even flash sirens. It just stopped in front of us.
Oh, God, like in a film.
skidded in front of us. The guy come running out and goes, right, both of you, get out of the car, up against the wall, unclip their holsters, put hands on guns. Within 5 minutes, there were five more police vehicles there. Give us the keys, he's opened the boot, and he's come up to us and gone, right, what's going on here? And the only explanation was, it's a radio prank that's gone horribly wrong.
Wow. So we've learnt our lesson. No pranks this week. Yeah. Relieved. Well, that is the lowest moment in radio, isn't it? Just to say, Last Leg is back.
Last Leg is back in August.
Of August, and then the following year, forever. Channel 4 have confirmed it will be on forever.
Well, Last Leg is the show that gives Channel 4 enough credibility that they can also get away with broadcasting my 15-pound testicle.
And that is on as well. So, thank you for coming in to publicise those three shows, the Comedy Gala, Last Leg, and my 15-pound testicle. XFM. Now, yesterday, during the X List, we were looking for songs based around the Spanish man who had won the court battle to have a news story deleted about him from Google. And we discussed what we'd like deleted, and it came up that Dave would like a certain YouTube video deleted. Producer Dave was in a show called...
Booze Britain Binge Nation 2.
This time it's personal.
Yeah.
so you willingly went into this show.
Yeah, well, I'll cover it briefly again, but yeah, I was part of the team of six that were followed around Sheffield, where I went to university. Just
boozing.
Boozing, yeah. Not proud of it. That's why I want it deleted.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We'll move on. Yeah. I can feel this is making you uncomfortable.
It had many repeats on Bravo when Bravo was about. So
did it?
About once every 4 months, I get a few texts off my mates.
Do you?
Just saying, I've seen you on Booze Britain again. So if that could be deleted, because it is on YouTube, I think a picture's just been tweeted, then
yeah,
that'd be great.
Well, we'll appeal for that. If YouTube are listening, if you'd like to delete it, I'm sure it'd be much appreciated by Dave. It did get me thinking about when you've made small cameos on television. I appeared in the back of Northwest News when David Beckham did a signing at Waterstones, where I was wearing, and I was my job at the signing was if this was before the camera phone, people would give me their disposable cameras when they were queuing up.
Nice.
And I'd have to take the photo with David. And obviously, there was no evidence that I was doing it because they couldn't view the photo there and then. But I was in the background. That day, I also got to meet Gordon Burns from the Krypton Factor.
Wow, because he presents Northwest Tonight.
Because he presents all. Yeah, not because he was doing a sign. and I got dispatched to Tesco to buy David Beckham some Haribo.
Really?
So that's a text in for another day. Have you bought sweets for a celebrity?
Yeah, good.
It'll fly as well as our South End's texting. Have you made cameos in?
I was once in the background of Supermarket Sweep.
Were you?
Dale's Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah.
But I was just in the crowd. And it was at the end.
Why had you gone to Supermarket Sweep?
I went to watch it being filmed. I can't remember why. It was a long time.
Pleasure?
Yeah.
You didn't even know anyone on it.
It was actually pretty entertaining, to be
was
fair.
It?
Yeah, because it was in Nottingham where I was living at the time.
And, yeah.
We just thought, let's go. And Dale Winton was very blue off air.
Oh, was it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Even his warm-up man, yeah, coming out with all sorts of filth.
Was he?
Before the cameras start rolling.
Oh,
and
my
anyway,
word.
At the end, when they do the sweep and they have to run around getting all the different items from the clues at the end of the show.
Yeah.
I was spotted on camera shouting lasagna. She was trying to work out what she was searching for.
What was the
lasagna?
What was lasagna. The question? What was the?
I don't know. It's like meat pasta dish.
So you got quite into it.
Yeah, well, it's an entertaining show.
Did you consider going back?
I'd love to go. I've been a contestant, but, you know, it never happened.
Now, being a contestant would be very exciting on one of those things. Yeah. I watched The Crystal Maze the other day, and it is unwatchably annoying watching those. They're so annoying, those people, because they don't know each other. They're just shouting. You would have been stood outside the room in the Aztec Zone shouting lasagna. Yeah.
Get the crystal!
Get the crystal! Get out! if you have, we're going to give this a hashtag, aren't we?
Yeah.
Crap cameos.
Ooh.
Oh! It's exciting, isn't it?
It's going to be trending worldwide within minutes.
It will be. Or lasagna would be the other hashtag.
XFM.
Matt Dyson is making his DJ debut at Propaganda at the O2 Academy Islington.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Matt?
I'm feeling pumped. It's going to be one hell of a night.
Yeah. It is, because drinks are from £2.50.
Exactly. that's a good selling point, actually, Josh. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah. What will you? I presume you'll get free drinks.
Well, I'd like to. Well, who knows?
I'd hope there's been an icy bucket of Coronas when you arrive.
I insisted on my rider of just various milk-based products.
Who's drinking White Russians? So, yeah. But in all seriousness,
yes.
How are you feeling?
Well,
about
you're
it?
On doing stand up at the O2 Arena. I'll be at O2 Academy Islington, DJing at 1:30 in the morning.
I hope that's not when I'm on at the O2 Arena, because I'm scheduled for about 8:20, yeah. So it will have overrun badly. Yeah.
You can come down later, so I'll put you on the guest list.
Yeah.
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 Come down and bring some of your comedy friends if you want. They'll like an
indie
disco.
I wish I could, but I'm not going to be there. Are you going, Dave?
No, I'm not.
Dave was supposed to be my hype man. He was going to be next to me.
Are you the Flavor Flav of this situation?
Yeah. He had a big clock to hang around his neck and everything, but he can't make it.
Because what, to make clear, it's not just a DJ set. It's a DJ battle.
Yeah.
You're going up against Chris Moody from Propaganda.
Yeah.
So it's XFM I mean, does that make it more nerve-wracking or less?
I'm fairly confident in my ability to press play.
I think he's me. Also, let's get some perspective into this. I mean, we're making it sound like a big deal. It's not. Don't be nervous.
No.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah,
it's going to be fine. It's just a DJ set.
Just relax.
Yeah, we're not going to build this up into something it isn't.
It's fine.
The flash of the day.
How are you feeling?
Oh, wow.
That's what I hear in my head all the time anyway. So I'll listen to that in the toilet like Eminem just before I go on. I'll listen to that.
Okay, well, good luck. So, obviously, we should put you through your paces early. We don't want you to go out there and humiliate yourself. So, coming up, we're going to get you to do a mix between two songs. A remix of Banquet by Bloc Party and Heads Will Roll by the AAAs.
Right.
We want you to segue between them.
Right.
Using...
What, like
just
beat matching? And
yes.
All that.
Yeah,
what?
Beat matching.
It's what Chris Moody will be doing, so.
Is it? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So, confident?
Not so much now.
XFM.
And now it is time for Chaff News. Just because John is off, it does not mean we can't dissect the rubbish that has been... Actually, when you say rubbish, this is a big story. Well, if you go with it, Matt.
Mm.
It really is... We gather together all kind of today's showbiz tossip, as we call it, and over to you, really. If you don't go with the story I want you to, I'm going to be livid.
Well, there's only one story to talk about, isn't there? As you said earlier.
It certainly is.
The Solange in a lift moment. Solange, of course, the sister of Beyonce, appears to have been caught on film at the Standard Hotel in New York in the lift, or the elevator, sort of this for the American listeners. Kicking.
Oh, right, that's what
hitting,
it is.
Hitting the rapper Jay-Z.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or for the American listeners,
Jay-Z. We will do translations throughout this segment.
It's a strange... We should say we don't know if it's a fake video. It'd be a very strange video to fake, wouldn't it?
It's quite an elaborate fake if it was.
Because they did come out of the lift, so you'd have to predict that they were going to come out of the lift.
Yeah.
Okay, these people are getting... I mean, well, yeah. You know... People can, if they can fake the moon landings, eh? Am I right?
Because in the video, Beyonce herself just seems to stand at the back, just not doing anything about it.
Do you think she hasn't noticed?
Going postal at her husband.
But it's awkward in a lift, isn't it? Often you kind of stand there and try and keep your head down. Don't want to get involved in conversation. We've all been there.
Yeah.
And what I don't get, it's a 3.5 minute film, yeah. Whatever, video. It's a long lift, isn't it?
A lift journey.
How high is the Standard Hotel?
Well, it's a very nice hotel, actually.
Or do you reckon... do you know what I think happened? I think they got in the lift and he mistakenly got in the one going up rather than down.
Yes.
Solange was livid.
Yeah. Idiots.
We're going to have to go all the way to the top now. You press 19.
And Beyonce's like, yeah, fair enough. You know, I'm not going to defend you, James, because you pressed the wrong button and you wasted all of our time here. It's a lovely rooftop bar, actually, in that hotel.
Has it? Yeah, that's what he was saying. But Solange wasn't having any of it.
She didn't want to go.
Also, we shouldn't let this pass without saying that Solange and Beyonce, that's brave names to give your daughters before they're famous. Because if they hadn't got famous, they are...
Yeah.
I mean,
it's an unbelievable mix of names, isn't it? I don't think... Has anyone ever been called Beyonce or Solange in the past?
Well, I haven't.
Were they brand new? Anyone?
XFM.
Now it comes to the time when Matt Dyson is going to be mixing between two songs in his new role as superstar DJ. Yeah. What, you are gigging tonight, your first DJ gig at Propaganda.
Yeah.
In the O2 Academy Islington, and to get in the mood, we want you to mix between Banquet by Block Party and Heads Will Roll by the AES. If you'd like to, any final words before you leave your mic and head over?
I don't know if I'll have to do that much beat matching tonight, to be fair, but it's, you know, I can probably do it.
Just before we hear Chris's, Matt's mix, this is what the two tracks actually sound like. This is the Banquet mix.
Floor filler. Ooh. Can you keep them on there by mixing into?
And then you're going to have to try and mix into...
Nice. Well, if I come in on the off-offs, I think I'll be all right, won't I?
Yeah, you could be, yeah.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that. So head on round.
Okay. Going to the decks. Eddie Temple Morris's sacred
Morris's CDJs. What does that stand for? Compact disc. Yeah. So, Matt, you've got no microphone here.
Yeah.
Over by the... So,
I've got no headphones either, really, and I've not had a chance to pre.
There you go. There's some headphones. The excuses are coming thick and fast at this stage.
And queue up in this situation, but you know.
They'll be queuing up at the bar if you don't hurry up, mate. Right, are you ready?
Yes. Here we go.
For listeners at home, he's done some pointing.
Come on, Islington. I can't hear you, Islington!
Stop leaving, Islington!
Stay there! Here we go. Oh. Oh, oh. That was an attempt at scratching. Oh!
Oh, nice!
Where's the bomb? I need to drop the bomb. Oh, yeah! Oh, that wasn't too bad, actually, was it? Yes.
Wow.
Come on, Islington. They want to hear you in the View Cinema upstairs.
Well, there we go.
Oh, it's going to go off, isn't it?
I mean, that's going to be amazing. You're quite the scratcher.
Yeah. Mixmaster Matt, that's what they call me.
XFM. I'm a hugely nostalgic person. So I'm already nostalgic for this.
Oh, yeah. They were great days, weren't they? Remember Monday? What fun we had.
What's been your favourite day?
Possibly Wednesday, I think.
Do you think?
Yeah. Well, what was wrong with Thursday?
Well, it's Monday, Tuesday.
Whoa. What about Tuesday, mate?
Well, that was all right, but I just think Wednesday was... there was a real sort of vibe in the studio.
Let's ask the listeners.
Let's ask Liam vote in. What's been your favourite day? Not just this week, just in life.
Oh, right, yeah.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. I'm not going to get nostalgic yet. I'm not going to get emotional, but it is going to end with a kind of tearful speech at about 10 to 10. there's loads today, though. I mean, we all know. What we haven't really talked about is what we imagine John Holmes is up to on holiday.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the south of Italy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Do you think he
lives in a cave or some sort of converted mud hut, doesn't he? I think he's staying in. That's what they're known as.
He's staying in a cave?
Well, I think it's more of a mud hut. But,
why would you stay in a mud hut? He's paid all right by XFM, surely.
Yeah, yeah.
He's saved up all year and all he can afford is flights.
Probably Ryanair as well.
There's a Holmes family, isn't there?
Yeah.
So he's making his children stay in a hut.
A fancy hut.
A fancy hut?
Yeah.
What, Pizza Hut? Yeah. I don't know, like... I don't know if I was one of the Holmes juniors, I'd say, do you know what? Maybe we can't afford the south of Italy. Maybe we should go somewhere nearer and stay in a building.
I'd rather centre park.
I'd rather a building in England than a hut in Italy.
As they look down on their father, they're probably taller than him. Dad, can we just go to centre parks next time?
God, you've really got into this anger, haven't you? Now he's away.
Oh, well, when he gets back, you can ask him how the hut was.
That's true, yeah, we will do, yeah. I'll say it to his face as well, obviously. You know,
but no, well, from above his face. Yeah. How tall exactly is he?
Exactly.
5'6".
Oh, well, I'm 5'6". No, he's got to be less than 5'6".
Oh, is he?
Because I tower above him, and I'm 5'6.5".
Okay. Right, so maybe 5'4", then.
5'4", blimey. Yeah. That's the score in an Arsenal-Tottenham match. Quite historic. The most boring thing I've ever said. XFM. I've been filling in for John Holmes all week on Breakfast, and I've learned a lot about how radio works. Shall I take you through my the main things I've learned?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are my four lessons that I've taken away from. Number one, and I really feel like I've become a man with these lessons. Number one, you can mix Special K and Cocoa Pops in the same bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're okaying that.
Malty. It's a bit more of an adult Cocoa Pop experience.
Although, you think it's a bit more of an adult Cocoa Pop?
It's a bit more grown up, isn't it, you know?
I think there's no... I mean, Cocoa Pops isn't really an adult cereal, is it?
It is when you put Special K in it.
Because essentially, when you're having that, you're halfway between a 10-year-old boy and a woman in a red swimsuit.
That just about sums me up.
Also on the cereal, don't put a spoonful in your mouth just before you're about to do an attempt to talk through it. Because producer Dave... No.
Livid.
And he said, if you do it, at least reference it.
Don't just carry on. Rather than pretending there's nothing in your mouth and doing a 30-second talky bit on the radio.
I like the way, I didn't know he knew all the terminology. A talky bit, a 30-second talky bit.
Yeah, write that down.
Five lessons I've learned. Number one, we need an intern on Saturday immediately. We have to make our own tea.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. I didn't know. I've just dispatched someone to get me a bagel. This is living. How the other half live, eh? Number three, never befriend a colleague's mum on Facebook. Yes. People will never let you forget. I've learned this from Matt Dyson, who befriended Dave's mum, Val, but we don't like to dwell on it.
No.
Number four, and I think this is a lesson to anyone who's working in radio, mentioning you don't know the names of members of Baby Shambles will lead to more tweets than any other subject that has ever happened. We do know them now. Please stop tweeting
us. Stop. The loud, the all capital letters just shouting, Mick Whitnell!
Drew McConnell! The other one!
Adam Fysak,
yeah.
Thank you for you know, putting me through my paces, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure, but I'll never be able to enjoy Baby Shambles ever again. XFM. So there it is. That is the Josh Widdicombe sitting in for John Holmes podcast. Next week, John Holmes is back, although I will be back on Saturdays 10 to 1, so subscribe to both podcasts. That'd be my tip. You don't even have to listen. We still get the numbers if you subscribe.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM. Ellis James and John Robbins.
Another problem I have with Prince is that sexy songs that are sexy and sexual, I don't find sexy. I just find them funny.
I heard a Prince song, it's called Breakfast Can Wait, how he's saying, the lyrics are ridiculous because he's basically listing all the things he has for breakfast. He's like going, toast and cheesy eggs, maple syrup on pancakes, breakfast can wait, grits and mash. And he's basically saying all the breakfast items can wait because he wants to make sweet love with his lady partner. But it's just laughable. It's so
he
I think
he doesn't say grits and mash.
He does say grits and mash. Music.
That rocks. XFM.